All right, we've played Mock My World with you before. You're game enough to do it again.
I missed it last time.
Yeah, you weren't here. That's right.
Yeah, I know.
We did a movie themed one.
Me.
Yeah.
not intentionally, Rhett.
He's not ducking you anymore. You ready to give this one a shot, Rhett?
Let's do it.
All right.
Bickley and Murata. Mock My World.
Are you mocking me? Are you mocking me? Stop it. You just didn't do it again.
All right, when we're lucky enough to have somebody who's in the movie industry and, our love for movies on this show.
Oh, yeah.
We like to keep the Mock My World to a movie theme. So I believe, Rhett, you suggested this one?
Yeah. Favorite quote or line from a movie. I think it's one of the ones we always bandy about out here. So let's bring it to Arizona today.
It's a great topic.
And I'm sure you're not at an advantage at all as a guy who's written a lot of these lines.
Well, you know what's funny? Vinny does not like to live in the abstract. So when we get these big, all-encompassing topics, he starts to turtle. So this whole thing about famous movie quotes, there's just too many of him, and his mind is like, help me!
Yeah.
And I can guarantee, my favorite movie lines are not the same ones that other people have.
That's right. That's true.
Yeah, I've struggled with that myself today. Yeah. I'm trying to sort of split the difference, because my very favorite lines will not win me the poll. I've got to be careful. So anyway.
Be true to yourself, is what I say.
But I will.
And remember, this is terrestrial radio and no lines that have swears in them.
Oh, thanks for that reminder, Jarrett. Thank you.
So we have only Once Upon a Deadpool quotes, no Deadpool 2 quotes.
All right, do we have a draft order, Jarrett?
Yes, number one pick, Dan Bickley. All
right. Oh,
Number two, Rhett Reese. Number three, me. Number four, Vince. All right. Vince, the defending champion, by the way.
All right, so we will have a four-round snake-style draft. Each of us get four. There we go.
Yeah.
All right, Bick, you got the first pick.
First pick overall, say hello to my little friend.
Oh, wow, you took the words right out of my mouth. That's awesome.
That's a good one.
It's going to be impossible to get the graphic up this week, by the way.
I know. I was thinking about that, how we're going to put this in a poll, but we'll do our best.
Yeah, there's no way you're going to condense it. But, okay, I am going to go with one that actually does have a bad word in it, but I'm not going to say the word. I'm going to go yippee-ki-yay, you know what.
Okay.
That's a good one. Willis from Die Hard.
You could do the one from, I think it was the fourth Die Hard movie, where it was rated PG-13, and they did a gunshot over the line there. So
yeah, there you go.
They're making another Die Hard, if you could believe that.
I know, a prequel.
Wow, that is...
Well, that's because he'll never die.
That is one franchise that won't die.
Right,
exactly.
The prequel to Die Hard is called Ache Hard. Anyway, all right.
You knew this was going to happen, right?
Sorry,
you knew you were going to get the worst comedy from Jarrett in a desperate attempt to kiss your backside so you would hire him somewhere down the road.
Speaking of which... no. Okay, so here's... my quote is from... A Few Good Men. You want the truth? You can't handle the truth!
That's great.
Always used, always quoted.
All right.
Yep.
All right, Vince, you got two here.
Oof. Not going to do well this week, I'm just going to say. My first one, I'm going to go Star Wars. May the Force be with you.
It's tough to beat.
Yeah, it is.
And then I'm going to be, I don't know if I'm going
to
be.
Pick your favorite quotes. It doesn't have to be the best quotes other people think. Which Adam Sandler movie do you want to quote now? Come on, do it, Vince.
I'll do it. I don't care. Shampoo is better.
I go
on first and clean the hair.
Oh,
I don't.
Is that what you're going with?
Yes.
Take it.
Okay. From Billy Madison.
Yes.
All right, I'm going to go with my favorite line. From Caddyshack, probably the movie quoted most on this show.
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
Exactly. It's going to be, and Wang, this club is restricted. Don't tell him you're Jewish. Okay, fine.
Okay, fine.
You know, I have a take, which is I really hate Caddyshack. That's my
hot
take
God.
Today.
How?
How you guys like me now?
It's like a bunch of different movies in one, though. So how do you don't like any of it? You don't like the Chevy Chase character?
Well, I think what happened was I didn't see it growing up because I wasn't old enough. I think it was rated R. My parents wouldn't let me see it. So I saw it sort of many years later alone in a room at age 30 or something, and I was just like, what is this? This doesn't hold up. It's terrible. So that was my reaction, and I'll stick by it.
Have you rewatched it?
I have not, just that one time. So maybe I need to give it the...
Yeah, next time you're in town, watch it with Bickley. You'll have a completely different experience. All right, Rhett, your second pick.
All right, I'm going to go. A census taker once tried to test me. I ate his liver with some collard beans and a nice Chianti. That's
nice.
A long one.
Can you do the...
That's good. That's second only to, is she a big fat girl?
Is that your pick?
No, that's not my pick.
She agrees.
That's a good pick,
fat person.
That's a big fat person.
All right, Bick, you got back-to-back picks here.
Okay, I am going to take I Am Groot from the Guardians of the Galaxy.
All right.
Mm-hmm. And I'm
Can
going
you
to
believe, first of all, that Vin Diesel got paid in multiple movies for that role?
And then from The Godfather, I'm not going to take the one that everyone's going to think I'm going to take. I'm going to take one suggested to me by a listener that is a fabulous movie line. Leave the gun, take the cannoli.
That is a good line. And it makes me hungry.
And so I'm not allowed to go to The Godfather. I could, but that's going to lose me the poll. So is it back to me?
Yes. Back to you.
Your turn, Rhett.
Okay. I'm going to go with... I love the smell of napalm in the morning. Mm-hmm. It smells like victory. It's not there. Just smells like victory. Robert Duvall, tough to beat that.
What have you, I'd love to hear what you've heard about the filming of that movie. The stories that came out of the actual filming of that is unbelievable.
Unreal. And there's a movie about it called Hearts of Darkness that you should definitely see.
Yeah.
It's a documentary about the making of Apocalypse Now, for those of you who don't know what we're talking about. And it's as entertaining. I'd say it's more entertaining than Apocalypse Now. There are some awesome stories, like Martin Sheen having a heart attack and Francis Ford Coppola ranting to the studio executive over the phone saying, Martin Sheen's not dead until I say he's dead.
That's right. Until I say wow.
All right, Jarrett, your third pick.
All right, I'm going to pick a line from one of my favorite movies. It's the very last line in the entire movie. Roads, where we're going, we don't need roads. From Back to the Future.
It's a good
one.
Wow,
that's amazing. I couldn't place the movie. I didn't know that.
Neither could I.
I didn't know that line.
It's when he comes back from the future, and he takes Marty and Jennifer to the future. And he goes, Doc, there's not enough road here. Not here.
Yeah, when you have to explain it, you're going to lose the poll.
Yeah, exactly. All right, I got two to end my team. I'm going to go one with Forrest Gump. Life is like a box of chocolates. That whole thing.
Got it.
You never know what you're going to get. And then, wow. I'm gonna pick one. Because the way the line was delivered and the timing of it, I thought was brilliant. And I'm going with when Harry met Sally, I'll have what she's having. That's just a great line.
That's awesome.
That's Carl Reiner, or Rob Reiner's mother.
Mom, yeah.
Carl Reiner's wife, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just an amazing, amazing line.
All right, Jarrett.
Okay, bear with me here. My favorite movie, Willy Wonka, You Knew It Was Coming.
Yes.
And it's also near the end of the movie when they ask when Charlie's going to get the chocolate. And he says, he doesn't. And he says, why? He broke the rules. Rules? What rules? We didn't see any rules. And then he goes, wrong, sir. Wrong. Under Section 37B of the contract signed by him, it states quite clearly that all this shall become null and void. And you can clearly read it here yourself in the photostatic copy. If the undersigned shall forfeit the rights, privileges, and license here and here and contend, etc., etc., facts mentis insidium gloricodium, etc., etc., memo bisque pyramid delicatum. You stole fizzy lifting drink. You bumped into the ceilings and walls, which now have to be washed sterilized, so you get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
All right, Burns and Gambo up next.
Turn down the nitrous oxide. Jeez.
Yeah, no doubt.
Sorry.
What in the world?
I'm just going call that Wonka drivel.
I like that. That's good.
Yeah.
All right, Rhett, your last pick.
Okay, I'm going to go with the line that makes me cry quicker than any line in the history of movies. And it's, I can barely say it without choking up. That's how much I care about this.
Why do you have a catch?
Dad, you want to have a catch.
Wow.
You got it.
Wow, that's cool.
And
by the way, Rhett, the way you feel about Caddyshack, right. That's the way I feel about A Field of Dreams.
Oh, no. Come on.
Yeah.
We're going to wrestle. You and I are going to tangle.
Yeah, after my last pick to end this ridiculous competition, maybe you can explain to him your thoughts on Field of Dreams. All right, so it's my last pick, right?
Yes,
last pick.
All right, there's so much good stuff out there, but I would be disingenuous if I did not pick a line from Caddyshack. I have to go with this one. We've got a pool and a pond. The pond would be good for you.
Improvised.
That whole scene
was.
Thank you very little was on the table. The world needs ditch diggers too. You'll get nothing and like it.
How about a fresco?
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe
I've sent boys younger than you to the gas chamber. Didn't want to. Felt I owed it to them.
I feel like you and Jared are like auditioning.
All right, explain to Rhett.
Explain to Rhett you are
impassioned. Oh, really?
No, people have heard
you're
this
afraid
before.
To now because you've got a real-life screenwriter on
because
the phone.
Because Rhett said he was going to like refrain from picking his favorite movie lines to go with the more popular ones. What is the best movie line ever in your mind, Rhett?
Okay, the best movie line of all time was written by Woody Allen, and he's riding, it's from the movie Manhattan, he's riding in a taxi cab with Diane Keaton, and he says to her the following from the back of the taxi cab, "You look so beautiful, I can hardly keep my eyes on the meter."
That's outstanding.
It's pretty great, right? I mean, yeah. who has not been, you know, staring at that meter entire time in a taxi cab? Anyway, that's my favorite line. So, but I don't want to put it in the poll because I will lose, and I intend to win this time. Jared is in deep trouble. But,
my favorite is from Jaws, the "you're going to need a bigger boat" line. That was outstanding.
Why did you draft it?
Because I had to go Caddyshack, like I told you.
All right, we'll get the graphic up. Rhett, thanks so much for doing this. And
you're not going to tell him about Field of Dreams.
No, we'll do it another time.
All right. Well, I told Rhett we're going to take him out for a beer sometime. So.
Yeah, absolutely.
You cool with that, Rhett?
Yeah, you guys are my favorite show. So keep after it.
Well, thank you so much for that, and best of luck with the new release of Deadpool 2, Once Upon a Deadpool.
And you know we'd all look pretty good in pirate costumes.
Yeah, keep that in the back of your mind, man.
Or zombie makeup.
Listen,
hey, that
extras
too.
Are a dime a dozen, and we're willing to work for a dime. See you, Rhett.
Thanks, Rhett.
Thanks so much, guys.
Talk to you soon. Rhett Reese, screenwriter, joining us here on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line. That's CoulterTempe.com, Coulter on Camelback.com, and CoulterNissan.com.